The following program is recorded content created by the Truth Network.
Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Okay, well, if you back up, just back up a couple years. That's all it takes. You back up a couple years. And talking about the air we breathe and things that are going on, and are we nervous about airborne pathogens and stuff like that? None of us were talking about that stuff. And I'd watch, you know, you guys know this. I love movies. So I'd watch movies every once in a while, and that was the big thing. Is it an airborne contagion? And if it is, we're all dead. And if it isn't, well, not such a big deal. But it, prior to COVID, we didn't really think about these things. So when you thought about the air that you breathe, forget about outside. I'm talking about in your house or at a hospital or at a school. None of that. Well, even at church. Nobody talked about it. Then all of a sudden, if you remember this, like I know that the churches that we attend and pastors that I know, all of us started talking about when COVID hit, they're installing these air purification systems. And before I would be like, okay, I don't know that my tithe should be going to that. But now in the season of COVID that we're in, they're sitting there going, we just want to offer as much protection to you and in the church as we can. And I appreciated that. I think most of us did. And so that was kind of in the last 2 years, a lot of us have garnered education that we were not expecting to get. And we're talking about things that we didn't talk about a couple years ago. That's just the season that we're in. So several months ago with my friends at Truth Radio, I met Jessica and Braxton Wins at Bright Light Air. And, you know, I've sat through a lot of meetings over the years as somebody with a radio show and a platform. And my first question is always, okay, I'm only going to talk to people when it comes to business, if they're my brothers and sisters in Christ. And that's, of course, the truth when it comes to Jessica and her husband, Braxton. And so I'm interested because it was the air issue. And before, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, I've been like, what? But today I'm like, okay, let me check this out. Now, fast forward a little bit. Because we have our first grandson. So when our grandson's over at our house several times a week, I'm paying more attention to what's going on in his life. And the air that we breathe has become more of an issue for all of us. Not that we've been given a spirit of fear, because we certainly have not. We've been given a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. But a sound mind then means, okay, we need to take some things seriously. So when I started finding out more about Bright Light and what it could do in terms of just air quality, and not just inside my house, but before this is normal. Like we talked about this, I remember Fauci talking about this, like the air quality on airplanes or hospitals or manufacturing facilities and universities and healthcare places, even places like cruise ships. And that makes sense there because there's a lot of people, but it doesn't make sense at home. Well, now in the days of COVID, I think all of us are changing our mind on that. So we're going to learn more about Bright Light Air today. And Jessica Wins is with us, the CEO, and her husband, Braxton, who's the COO. So he's probably, what's he doing? Does he have a calculator in his hand right now, Jessica? Is he doing all the numbers stuff?
He keeps all the numbers straight and keeps us all, you know, in line.
So. Praise the Lord for that. Anyway, it's great to see you, and we appreciate your support of the Truth Radio Network. I don't often do this, but when they're brothers and sisters in Christ, and when I'm a user myself, we recently had a Bright Light system put in at our house. And again, like I said, we moved about a year ago, Jessica, and we entertain a lot more. We have a lot more people. We had 14 people over at Christmas for several days. We have people over as often as we can. And it's just nice to know, we're 2 weeks in, it's just nice to know that the air that we breathe in our home, especially for our grandson, is much cleaner than it's ever been. But how did you guys get involved in this?
Well, for about 15 years, we actually were in business, and we integrated different types of technologies into facilities, mainly K-12 government facilities. It was more on the instructional technology side of things. So we did thousands of multi-site projects integrating technologies in there. And then we actually took a 5-year break because the Lord told us to go into full-time ministry, to lay down our careers completely. Wow. It was like one of those crazy, like, risk stories where we're like, okay, Jesus, simple obedience changes history. We don't understand it all, but we're going to do it. Yeah. And we started a campus ministry about a mile away from Campbell University called Firestarters. And so we literally just took a deep dive into just ministering to the next generation and just seeing Jesus move. And it was amazing. And then at the end of 2019, the Lord spoke to my heart again. He said, I want you back in the marketplace. And I was thinking, what in the world? Okay, Lord. And so I said, I called my former boss and I said, hey, the Lord told me I need to go back into business. The only thing I know how to do is just to take a step back to where I used to be. And then COVID hits.
Yeah, wow.
Right. And then I'm thinking like, okay, Jesus, I'm trying to be obedient, but what in the world? And then immediately I felt like God really was just giving us a lot of wisdom about this pathogen.
Yeah.
And really just got inspired to vet and find the most powerful biodefense technologies in the industry to reduce the spread of COVID-19 and infectious disease as a whole. So we ended up building an incredible team of experts that surround bright light technologies, people that have been, you know, 20 years in biodefense and bioterrorism with our US military, wow, specialists in air quality. So we just have a huge, amazing team that we have put together to provide our clients with the best solutions for in-person operations. So we're really trying to take care of the air that we share. You know, what is in between me and you, and is something mitigating that risk? And that is where we're set apart in regards to the competition.
Yeah, that's so crazy, as if the Lord knew something was going on. That it's 2019 versus 2020, because our whole world changed in that amount of time. Kind of moving from the commercial space, which is really where this has been huge, and I dare say the word normal, because you're thinking about, because you got all these people coming in and out of your space, cruise ships, hospitals, whatever. But the move into the residential space to end up in my home, what was that kind of a natural move for you guys? Was that a COVID-driven thing, or what was behind that decision?
Well, obviously, you know, we've been specializing in commercial spaces, and everywhere where we would talk about what we were doing, people would be like, can I have that in my home? Yeah. And, you know, we're like, we really need to do something about this, because when you think about protecting the people we love the most, they're in our home.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. And we can't control, you know, the world out there, but we can control the world that's, you know, or do the best that we can to protect the people that we love the most. And so we wanted to be able to offer these technologies to the residential space, and you know, just bring a solution.
Yeah.
Like you said, you know, we have not been given a spirit of fear.
That's right.
But a power of love and a sound mind. So I feel like the Lord has equipped us with some amazing technologies that can protect. So instead of being fearful, use some of these solutions integrate them into your life.
Yeah, that's and we're also called to be wise. We haven't given a spirit of fear, but we're supposed to pursue wisdom like a jewel and anything else of high value. The Proverbs tell us about that. So we're going to find out more about how this works. Brightlightair.com is the website, and you're hearing them now on the Truth Radio Network. You'll hear it more on the show. And so when we partner together with brothers and sisters in Christ, mi casa, su casa, we're all putting our shoulders to the same plow that we can all benefit from. So we're going to get some education, understand what's going on here. The website, if you want to jump over there, brightlightair.com. We're here with Jessica Wins, the CEO of the company. This is Steve Noble on the Steve Noble Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you today, talking to our sister in Christ, Jessica Wins, who's the CEO of Bright Light Air, Bright Light Technology, and the website is brightlightair.com. Learning all about that, partners here on the Truth Radio Network, and brothers and sister in Christ, her husband Braxton is the COO. And they were in this industry for a while, serving the commercial side, and then God called them into ministry, Firestarters, which is down at Campbell University. And then 2019, Jessica, bada bing, bada boom, he calls you back into the business world. And thanks for clarifying this on the break. That wasn't to leave Firestarters down at Campbell University. It was to add back in the business world, you know, because God can multiply space and time, even though we can't.
That's right.
and so thanks for sharing about that, because God's still doing a great work down at Campbell University through you guys at Firestarters. So that's exciting. But as today, we're just trying to learn more about Bright Light Air and the technology that helps clean our air better in our homes. Again, this is normal in commercial spaces and hospitals and educational places and churches, when you go out on a cruise, whatever, but not so much in our home. So help us explain how this works. I mean, when the guys came out, it was so easy when they came out to install our system. They're like, hey, Mr. Noble, we're here. I'm like, okay, great. I'll be in here teaching kids. And an hour later, he's like, okay, Mr. Noble, I'm done. And that was it. It was so easy. It was so nice. I'm like, is there nothing I can do? I'm a guy. I'm supposed to have a list. I'm supposed to do something. But there was nothing. But there came a peace of mind knowing that all of a sudden we were breathing much cleaner air. So how does it work, Jessica?
So Our Bright Light Air technology is a what I would call a biomimicking technology. So the way that God designed air to clean itself outside through sun and geothermal energies, ions, positive and negatively charged ions, clean the air. Okay. And so we are actually taking that same process that happens in nature and actually bringing it indoors. And the way we do that is by installing a technology that produces those same ions that are out there. We put it into your HVAC, central HVAC system, into your home. And that way, the air that is being distributed throughout your entire home is diffusing these amazing positive and negatively charged ions throughout your house. And it's continually, you know, deactivating pathogens, attaching to allergens, dust, pollen, particulate matter that's in the air, and it's continually cleaning the air. So it's making your filters more effective, causing all of that stuff that you normally would breathe, those very small, small particles, very small micron in size that typically go deep into your lungs, causing asthma and problems that people have. We're getting those out of the air, causing them to fall. And what is really amazing about ions as well is they're really level three lab testing. And tons of it has shown that we're really effective at deactivating pathogens as well. So such as SARS-CoV-2, the, you know, virus that causes COVID-19.
Yeah, that's just wild to think about that. And of course, aren't we always shocked when God's already designed an answer to our problems? And then we just need harness that. You were mentioning, I mean, things like influenza. So what are the things that it kind of deals with in our homes that, and again, I think 3 years ago, most of us, some people I know have been very aware and much more health conscious than the average American. I think most of us now are way more aware of it. Now, I think the sad part is there's a lot of fear there. But there's also a great educational opportunity, which is why I appreciate you being with us today. So what are some of the things that you mentioned it, but I want to make sure we understand kind of the benefits of having a system in your home. And again, they just came in and put it on into our existing system. That's why it wasn't a big deal. It was just like a little add-on. It was a piece of cake.
Mm-hmm. It was a piece of cake. You don't have to redesign your whole HVAC system
in
your house or change anything out. We're just kind of coming alongside and adding what it is that you need.
Yeah.
Bright Light Air has shown in, you know, level three lab certified labs here in the U.S. Shown 99.998% ability to deactivate SARS-CoV-2, as well as, you know, 99 point different. Between 99 and 99.99,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
For other pathogens such as, you know, influenza, the flu, and E. coli, and MRSA, and probably a list of 10, 12 more that, you know, we don't realize are always threatening our health and causing a risk to our health.
Well, I think we all assume that it's just, and it is, it's a normal part of life to get sick. But it's not like you run around and invite it. So when there's something simple you can do, especially in your home, especially for us, you know, my father-in-law will be back in. He lives with us half the year. He's 81. And then we have a 9-month-old running around our house now several days a week. And those things are, again, like I said, Jessica, I pay a lot more attention to it now than I did before. Have you seen that just in terms of marketing and getting out there and talking to customers with Bright Light Air that people are more aware of it now?
I think they're more aware of the need, but I think there's still a lot of noise in the market with a ton of different solutions. And so a lot of people are very confused. And honestly, they think that maybe something that they could buy for $29 on Amazon is going to do the trick. And the reality is there is a difference between bipolar ionization technologies. And I'm really happy to tell you that Bright Light Air, the technology we would install into your home, is 1,000 times more powerful than any other bipolar ionization technology in the industry. So it is leaps and bounds more effective because we're able to actually maintain the ion concentrations that you need to deactivate pathogens effectively, right? So it's one thing to do it in a lab, but then are we able to achieve those ion concentrations in real world settings in order to achieve the end goal of reducing sickness and disease transmission and you know, in our real world spaces?
Why do you think that? Because obviously this has been proliferated on a commercial level and big space hospitals, places like that, schools and such, because that's what you guys were dealing with before. Why do you think it hasn't become kind of the norm? I mean, here's another abnormal thing. With all the students that I teach, you would probably run into this at Campbell University with your ministry down there. They have no recollection of a world without recycling boxes. It's just totally normal. Now, today, you know, we spend a decent amount of money every month to have really good, clean water in our house. We don't drink the well water. We don't drink the system water. We bring water. We get water bottles delivered every year. Why have we not thought about this, like, beyond just changing those stupid filters in the house every 6 months and then we forget and do it every 12? Why do you think there hasn't been much penetration into the residential market?
Well, honestly, because ever since COVID started, a lot of the clients that had funds or the government gave funds to school systems and things of that nature to pay for these types of technologies. So a lot of companies have been focusing on the commercial sector, right? And so they really kind of just left the residential sector on its own. And so we definitely wanted to be an answer, not only for our commercial clients, but also, you know, the homeowners that are out there that say, we want clean air in our home and we want to protect the grandparents. When I was thinking of the holidays, I don't want to expose anyone. I mean, when we do campus ministry, we have 40 plus kids that are in our home worshiping, singing. And so the technologies that we have in our home, we've had zero transmissions of COVID-19 the entire time.
Wow.
And we operated in the pandemic the entire time. So we've just been really blessed to have this technology. And even some of the technologies that we use in the commercial world, we layer different technologies depending on the risk level. So Bright Light Air is one of the technologies that we integrate. And we have other technologies as well that we can integrate in different spaces. But together, we provide the solution, a custom solution, but with a layered approach. So it's sometimes there is no silver bullet to COVID.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, that's right. Exactly right. We're talking to Jessica Wins, the CEO of Bright Light Air. BrightLightAir.com. I put the links up on Facebook Live today, and I'll keep sharing that on Facebook. And then everybody wants to know how much it costs. Everybody's sitting there going, okay, this sounds awesome. How much is it? Can I afford it?
All right. Yeah. So right now, at the current moment, it's $14.99 in the Raleigh area. If you're in the Triangle area, that includes the installation by a trained HVAC technician.
Awesome.
That's per air handler in your home. So if you have a big, amazing home, it's going to be a little bit more than that. We have the option of 4 easy payments.
Cool.
And in the future, we hope to offer more of a, you know, a monthly rate for.
Well, yeah. And we all spend a significant amount of money on taking care of ourselves, as we should. BrightLightAir.com. Jessica, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Really appreciate Jessica Wins being on, the CEO of Bright Light Air. And like I said, for those of you that have been a part of the show for a while, you're almost never going to hear me do like business stuff on the air. But I've said this for years since I got on the radio. And when I had my own small business, when I had the house painting company, I would advertise. And then I started meeting other Christian business owners. And then it struck me. I'm like, you know what? We should be a lot more like the mafia. People are like, the mafia? What are you? No, not the murder and mayhem crime part, but the part where, you know, the mafia, be it real or just in movies, they're really good at taking care of their own. And I'm like, we should be better at taking care of our own. So when I think of business opportunities or other people in the marketplace that are believers and doing a great job, I'm like, if I can start with a believer, it doesn't mean that, like I said with Jessica, not every believer that owns a business is running a good business. So just because you slap a business of fish on your card, I'm not like, duh, but I'll start there. If I can start with a believer, then I do, because we're supposed to love inside the family of faith first. We care for one another first inside the family of faith, then we go out from there. And that's why it's just when it happens, it's because, number one, I believe in what they're doing. They're my family in Christ. And is it something I would have in my home, something I would use? And in fact, do I? And then once I cross those thresholds, and then I'm happy to share the space, which isn't mine. This is God's air. It's God's space. Then I'm happy to share it and tell a story and let you know and help get you education and information. And so I really appreciate Jessica being on. Again, that's brightlightair.com. brightlightair.com, so you can check it out there. Go to the website. Now, the information we were just talking about is available for you. Okay, some other things, and I'll get to some more COVID stuff since we're on the topic. But I wanted to start in a couple other places first. All right, our oldest son, I'm going to be heading out there a week from Saturday. So I'll be gone tomorrow and Friday, heading out to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Many of you know that my mother passed away a few weeks ago. She was 90, lived a very full life. My dad died at 91. They were married 64 years. So heading out there to meet with my siblings and start working through her stuff. And we're doing a little service on Saturday. So we're heading out tomorrow. So I'll be gone tomorrow and Friday. So my buddy Stu Epperson Jr. with the Truth Radio Network is going to do Theology Thursday tomorrow with our friends at BJU at the seminary. And then Friday, Pastor Chris Connell will be in here. And then a week from Saturday, I'm taking a spring break with our youngest and heading out to San Francisco to see our oldest son. I've never been there before, so that's going to be wild. And they're dropping their mask mandates. But here's a big thing out of San Francisco. This is wild. And this is Virginia, Loudoun County, what we saw last November, the parents showing up, right? That should encourage you. Politically, that should encourage you. From a moral perspective, from an ethical perspective, from a Christian perspective, because of the things that are happening to our children in the school system, that should encourage you. But to see that kind of activism in a place like San Francisco, where they have more dogs than kids, literally. So this is wild yesterday. In a landslide, San Francisco forces out 3 Board of Education members. So they did a recall election. In a recall election fueled by pandemic angst and anger, San Francisco voters ousted 3 members of the Board of Education on Tuesday, closing a bitter chapter in the city's politics that was rife with infighting, accusations of racism, and a flurry of lawsuits. Listen to this. More than 70% of voters supported the recall of each member, which included the president of the school board. So it was Allison Collins, Gabriela Lopez, and Fauga Maliga of their positions on the 7-person board, which Ms. Lopez served as the president. Out. They're gone. They'll be replaced by members chosen by Mayor London Breed. Quote, "It's the people rising up in revolt in San Francisco and saying it's unacceptable to abandon your responsibility to educate our children," said Siva Raj, a San Francisco parent of public school students, who helped lead the signature campaign to put the recall election on the ballot. Go get them. Good job, parents. The recall was a victory for parents who were angered that the district spent time deciding whether to rename a third of its schools because, you know, like they had really offensive, disgusting names like George Washington. But they were going to rename a third of their schools last year instead of focusing on reopening them. It's just that virtue signal madness, right? It also appeared to be a demonstration of Asian American electoral power, a galvanizing moment for Chinese voters in particular, who turned out in unusually large numbers for the election. "The voters of this city have delivered a clear message," said London Breed, the mayor, who supported the recall. "The landslide result is already being analyzed for its implications for the city's upcoming elections." District Attorney Chesa Boudin, who's really progressive, he's one of these DAs that's like, yeah, we don't need bail that much. You know, it's oppressive. Faces a recall election in June. Right? This is San Francisco. So you can even get people very progressive, very liberal, that people are like, yeah. No, and especially parents who've had enough. So be encouraged by this story. It's really incredible. Out there, so this is a bunch of liberals that threw a bunch of liberals off the school board by a recall vote, which is like a lemon law. All right, you stink. We're not going to wait until the November elections. We want you out now. So you have to go through all the time, all the trouble, spend all the money to build a campaign to go get enough signatures to then do the recall vote, which they did yesterday. And then, boom, all 3 of them are gone. The recall thing can be abused, obviously. You can pour a bunch of money into it, obviously, and then go after whoever you want. But the other side of the recall coin is that is the citizen, that's the electorate, taking a stand and doing something about it, which I would never want to take that away. Of course, in anything, human depravity is going to get involved and it can be abused. But be encouraged, especially parents that have kids in school, be encouraged and be challenged by this. Are you doing anything to find out what's going on in your school, your child's school? And once you find out what's happening, are you doing anything about that? And just remember our good buddy Edmund Burke. All that's necessary for evil to triumph is for good men and women to do what? Nothing. So get involved. And they're doing this in San Francisco. This has got to be scaring the Biden administration, the entire Democrat Party. It's got to be scaring them out of their wits. That this could happen in San Francisco? Wow. Because they always go too far, don't they? All right, this is talk about some pain. Yeah, there should be some pain for a lot of people on school boards, but how about the pain in your wallet? This came out yesterday. Producer prices jumped 9.7%. I'll explain that in a second. In the last 12 months, it increased 1% in January, according to the latest release from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Producer Price Index, which is a gauge of prices paid for the goods used to make final products. So we go and we buy products, right? Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever. But those products get made by manufacturers. How much are the manufacturers experiencing inflation in the raw materials that they're buying to make the stuff that we turn around and buy? That's what the producer price index is. Metals, lumber for frames, grains for cereal, even the glue used to package a product or the foil safety seal in jars of peanut butter. It's all a measure of inflation upstream from American shoppers. And that means an increase in nearly 10% in what it costs manufacturers and producers to get the goods they need to fulfill consumer demands means Americans are sure to see prices continue to spike, right? I thought it was transitory, Mr. President, meaning short term. The other day, did you see this? Somebody said, oh, what do you mean by transitory? It's short term. Like, what's short term? And he's like, oh, you're being a smart aleck. being a smart aleck. I'm being a free-thinking, free-speaking American that can challenge the president of the United States. Because you said short-term. Then it's been over a year now. January's 1% increase doubles the forecast of 0.5% month-over-month, an increase. And the 9.7% year-over-year number beat the 9.1% forecast as inflation growth outpaces even what experts said. The latest report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics follows last week's 40-year high for consumer prices that grew at the fastest year-over-year rate since 1982. Again, if you have parents showing up at school board meetings, and they're all, you know, you're all domestic terrorists, and then you have consumer price index, regular inflation for us, but manufacturers inflation, 9.1%, 9.7%. And all that stuff flows downhill to you and lands on your head and my head, wherever we go shop for whatever products. Yeah, somebody on Facebook Live, Lisa just said dog food's even going up. Okay, so be praying into the election. Steve, should I pray about election results? Yes, of course. Are you kidding me? Yes, pray about everything. Pray about the election. Absolutely. You want level-headed, logical, wise, discerning people in office. I would prefer that they know and follow the Lord, but if they don't, I still want wise, discerning people who live in Reelsville, as Rush Limbaugh used to say. Reelsville, like you and me have to live in Reelsville, because sooner or later you run out of leaves on the money tree, unless you're the federal government. So yeah, I pray into these elections all the time. I pray imprecatory prayers. Lord, get rid of these bozos. Get them out of office. Save them. I want to see them all saved. Absolutely. But get them out of office, because they're train wrecking the country once again. And then put in godly people if I can get them. And if not godly, then certainly wise and discerning, level-headed. Absolutely pray into that. Okay, so when we come back, Project Veritas does great work, undercover work. Now they've got a guy in the FDA, an executive officer, Christopher Cole, caught on undercover camera, talking about COVID-19 and talking about the billions of dollars that flow into the FDA from the very objects of their oversight, air quotes, oversight. And then he mentioned something about the kids, right? And an annual requirement to get an annual COVID vaccination. How convenient. Remember, I said this before for Pfizer and Moderna, folks like that. Isn't it great if you can control both the supply and the demand? Wow, what a business model. So I'm going to play that for you. That's a 6-minute video. Okay, but you got to hear it. You got to understand what's going on out there and pray that more and more truth will be exposed. But before we do that, this decision by the FDA to delay Pfizer's vaccine for little kids, which enrages me. 6 months old. It's sick. It's child abuse. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Great to be with you. I'll be back live on Monday, God willing. I'll be out of town with my family, dealing with some things. With my mother passed away a few weeks ago. She's with the Lord now. She's out of here, as I like to say, when a believer dies. You know, my parents lived a long, full life. Traveled all over the place. Have four reasonably well-adjusted kids. Number four, not so much. That would be me. But just lived a long life, 64 years of marriage. And so when a believer dies, I'm like, that's not, especially at 90. My mother was 90. My dad was 91 when he passed 3 years ago. I'm like, that's sad, but that's not tragic. And they lived a super long life. And you think on the other side, as soon as they open their eyes to be absent from the bodies, to be present with the Lord, they're like, oh, can I go back? No. And I don't take that personally. Hey, do you miss your son? Yeah, but we'll see him again. I told my mother just a couple of days before she passed. I'm like, listen, mother, I told you before, I'm not going to say goodbye. I'm just going to say, see you later. I'll see you later. How long is later? I don't know. But I'll see you later. So out of here, you're out of here, man. Congratulations. You enter into your master's glory. I mean, you're out. And we're stuck. We're left. We're left behind. Right? So I'll be gone, heading out tomorrow. So I'll be gone Thursday and Friday, back on Monday, God willing. All right. So here we go. This is when you read the title of this article, it should spike something in your mind. FDA delayed decision on Pfizer's vaccine for children due to low number of COVID cases in the trial. Wow. I wonder why there's a low number. The Food and Drug Administration pushed back a decision on whether to clear Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. It's not a vaccine. Look it up. the word vaccine. Go look it up. For children under five, because both arms of Pfizer's clinical trial have a low number of COVID-19 cases, a Pfizer board member and former FDA commissioner says. Oh, what a cozy little relationship. A former FDA commissioner is now a Pfizer board member. Follow the money. Since there's a low number of cases overall in the clinical trial, most kids are not getting symptomatic COVID. One case in one direction or another can tip the perception of the vaccine's overall effectiveness. FDA officials analyzed data from when the trial gave children 6 months of age to 4 years old. Shame on you. Shame on you, Pfizer. Shame on you, FDA, for allowing it. Especially shame on you, parents. That essentially turned your 6 month to 4 year-old child into a lab rat. A two-dose primary regimen and determined the data was not enough for emergency youth authorization. The trial includes approximately 8,300 children, 12 or younger. That really frosts me. The data that we saw made us realize that we needed to see data from a, get this, from a third dose. Oh, come on. It's just, I said it on the break on Facebook Live for my friends there. Listen, Pfizer's like, hey, if we... You know how many kids there are in America? Kids, 24 and under? Do you know how many people there are in America 24 and under? 76 million. So if all of a sudden we're going to be honest and say, yeah, those 76 million kids, they don't need the vax. This isn't a big deal for them. Have some died? Yes, some. But statistically speaking, it's like insignificant in terms of policy. But then you just took 76 million people out of the potential market. Potential customers, 76 million. And especially the younger ones with their parents that don't know any better or virtue signaling at the expense of their own kids, they do that. I mean, the whole thing just drives me nuts, which is why I really appreciate this story. And you're going to listen to this. Okay, Project Veritas, they're at it again. They do great undercover work. This time they've got a Food and Drug Administration Executive Officer Christopher Cole caught on undercover camera by Project Veritas. Can we get ready to run this? I want you to hear the whole thing. Okay, it's like 6.5 minutes, so it's going to take the rest of the show. But just listen carefully. I'll put the link up. You can go watch it for yourself. But I just want you to be aware of what's going on. Just listen. Listen carefully to some of the things that he reveals here. Talking about kids, talking about Pfizer, talking about emergency youth authorizations and the size of the market. This is really eye-opening stuff. And praise the Lord for it that it's coming out. Okay, this is Project Veritas. They're talking with this guy undercover, FDA Executive Officer Christopher Cole. Okay, run it.
Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible. So you can have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet because they don't want to, like, rile everyone up. The drug companies, the food companies, the vaccine companies, so they pay us hundreds of millions of dollars a year to hire and keep the reviewers to approve their products. If they can get every person required at an annual vaccine, that is a recurring return of... money going into their company. I mean, just from everything I've heard, they're not going to not approve it.
Meet Christopher Cole, an executive officer at the FDA with over 20 years experience who claims to be directly involved in the approval process of the various COVID vaccines. What you're about to witness raises some alarming concerns from the government's desire to mandate an annual vaccine for everyone, including young children, to the billions of dollars that exchange hands between our government and Big Pharma to railroad the approval process.
I'm a manager for the Food and Drug Administration. My agency oversees vaccines, vaccine approvals, and devices for vaccines. And my office clears all the emergency approvals. Because since COVID is under an emergency order, we expedite the approval of any emergency. I've been there for like 22 years.
Biden wants to inoculate as many people as possible.
So you have to get an annual shot. I mean, it hasn't been formally announced yet because they don't want to, like, rile everyone up. So,
is it going to be formally announced?
Yeah, at some point. I mean, it's going to be, and some of it's been talked about publicly, but it has been talked about on, like, CNN or Fox or MSNBC.
This was last month, by the way.
You'll have to get an annual.
I think what's going to happen is it's going to be a gradual thing. Schools are going to mandate it.
Why do they need the third one?
Well, the same reason that you or I would need the third one, because the vaccine, it wanes.
Mm-hmm.
Your ability to fight it wanes. So the three will bolster your system. And then there will be an annual, eventually an annual, just like the flu shot.
For the toddlers?
Well, for everyone.
Okay, so the toddlers too, then. We'll have to get
probably.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. That's in the future. We're not sure. Mm-hmm. That might involve more studies.
The FDA was scheduled to meet this week to discuss approval of the Pfizer vaccine for children as young as 6 months old. They were hoping to have the new vaccine available by the end of the month, but the meeting was unexpectedly canceled, citing the need for more testing.
You guys have been in the news a lot the last couple of days.
Yeah, we're looking at trying to approve. I don't completely agree with the process. They're looking at trying to inoculate kids under 5 years old.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Between 6 months and 5 years old.
What do you mean you don't agree with the process?
Well, I mean, they don't have all the tests aren't there. So I agree with the thing that it is important to inoculate them. But you can't provide the parent as much assurity as you normally want to.
Despite Cole's concerns regarding the possible dangers of vaccinating young children, it seems the FDA is still willing to go through with this approval.
It's an EUA for all age groups, all designations, and then you have to get approved by specific age groups based on the study.
Do you think it's really an emergency for the toddlers?
Well, they're all approved under an emergency, just because it's not as impactful as some of the other approvals, emergency approvals, but they're all being approved under that standard. The efficacy data doesn't have to be as high. The standard is on emergency use authorizations is that it does more benefit than harm.
So how do you know it's already getting approved?
Well, they're not going to, I mean, just from everything I've heard, they're not going to not approve it.
I thought their cases weren't that high for 6 month to 4 year olds.
They're not, but because it's
who cares?
Related to COVID, it's under that approval process.
So how many babies did they have to jab, basically, for the trial?
I don't know. I haven't looked at the trial, how many people they did. You never, there's always a chance of long-term effects, especially with someone younger.
Oh,
Cole seems certain the federal government will require annual COVID vaccines, including young children, even though the efficacy, adverse reactions, and long-term effects are still unknown.
It's hard to find, like, pregnant women for these studies, and a significant number in order to be statistically accurate. I haven't tested enough on pregnancy, on, you know, vaccines and everything, and women, because they have different, you know, systems than men.
And they haven't tested enough?
Well, they have, but they haven't done enough.
Thank God, they haven't had enough pregnant moms willing to get it.
But that was an issue for a period of time.
Well, I feel like that's still an issue.
It is still an issue. We still haven't gotten there.
I read, like, a couple articles about it, and everything I saw was that the first two shots weren't effective.
There has been, yes, it has not been as effective as they're expecting. I agree.
So this is a high-end FDA executive, okay? That's the guy that's talking. And so that's what he's dancing around, right? Now they've already come out and said, oh, no, he doesn't represent our views.
Just wait until you see what he says in part two about the billions of dollars exchanging hands between our government.
All right, that's enough.
Big
so we'll follow up on that with Project Veritas. And billions, with a B, billions of dollars flowing between the FDA and the companies that they're providing, quote unquote, approval for. What companies are those, Steve? Oh, I'm so glad you asked. You know, like Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. Golly. Wars and rumors of wars. Darkness gathering. But is your house built on the rock? That's really the ultimate question. Can you stand the test of time? They're testing COVID shots, but can you stand the test of time and what's going to happen in this world? Can you stand the test of death? Do you know where you go when you die? Go to my website, thestevenobleshow.com. Click on the button that says heaven, and you can get that clarified. Who goes and who doesn't? Good people don't go to heavens. Forgiven people go. Make sure you understand that. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, I'll talk to you real soon. And like my dad always used to say, ever forward.
Another program powered by the Truth Network.